You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WLCX Daily News Roundup for the Eagle 1490 AM in La Crosse.
Here's today's 1490 WLCX News Update. You can find it on demand at lacrosseeagle.com. I'm Jimmy Cuska. Wisconsin legislators are working on the biennial state budget. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss said Governor Tony Evers' proposed budget was, quote, dead on arrival, and they're working on their own plan.
95% of our tax reduction was vetoed by Governor Evers, which is the basic reason that we have this massive surplus right now in our state budget. So we're not going to use that surplus to grow the size of government. We're going to use it to reduce taxes.
Republicans in the state legislature said that they're building the next budget from base, largely dismissing the governor's budget ideas. The La Crosse County Board voted unanimously to pass a resolution asking Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin legislature to fund an inpatient crisis care center for behavioral health issues in western Wisconsin. Currently, people experiencing a mental health crisis have to be taken to Madison or eastern Wisconsin. The resolution also urges other counties in western Wisconsin to lobby state officials for funding for either a state-run facility or funding to expand nonprofit centers in the area. City of La Crosse officials have a busy day ahead of them. The city administrator workgroup meets today, and so does the Economic and Community Development Commission, which will consider a pair of grants as well as hold a public hearing on the analysis of impediments to fair housing choice before taking action. A meeting is also scheduled for the city's DEI team to discuss updating onboarding and employee resources. The Redevelopment Authority and Heritage Preservation Commission will meet tomorrow. Warmer temperatures and melting snow have created muddy conditions in many of La Crosse's parks, and the city's Parks Department is asking people to stay off of unpaved trails. City officials said that if you can leave footprints or tire tracks, the trail is too soft to walk on. Imprints from hikers or bikers can stay once the ground dries out, making trail repair more difficult. Walking on soft trails can also damage vegetation. Until conditions improve, the city is asking people to only use the paved paths. State high school championship events are staying in Madison through 2033. The WIAA and UW-Madison announced an 8-year contract extension to continue to host boys and girls golf, individual and team wrestling, softball, boys basketball, and 11-player football at its campus facilities. UW Director of Athletics Chris McIntosh said that UW was thrilled to continue to host state championship events as a showcase for its campus and for the impact to the Madison area.
This is really important for our community. The economic impact of hosting these championships and the hundreds of thousands of visitors that visit our community is significant, in excess of $22 million a year.
WIAA Executive Director Stephanie Hauser said that keeping the events in Madison is great for student athletes.
We're excited about these venues continuing to be the championship events for these student athletes, their coaches, and these communities to come out in full force and celebrate the successes of these teams.
Hauser and McIntosh both said the only challenge in extending the contract was scheduling, which Hauser said is a normal challenge for large events and venues. Congressman Derek Van Orden, as well as all of Wisconsin's Republican representatives, voted in favor of a House budget resolution last night. The measure passed by 2 votes, with all House Democrats voting against it and all but 1 Republican voting for it. Van Orden said that the budget resolution does not include cuts to programs such as Social Security, Medicare, or Medicaid, and anyone saying otherwise is lying. Democratic Congressman Mark Pocan said that the plan reduces funding for health care and food assistance. Wisconsin Democrats have introduced a safe haven bill in the legislature. With more, here's Civic Media's Stuart J. Waddles.
A new bill proposed by Wisconsin Democrats aims to designate certain locations as, quote, safe havens. According to a Wisconsin Watch report, those would be places where immigration officers would be barred. Legislation introduced by state senators seeks to maintain protections for immigrants in places like schools, health care facilities, and places of worship. The move follows the Department of Homeland Security's recent cancellation of Biden-era guidelines that limited immigration enforcement in those areas.
Wisconsin Republicans have introduced their own measures that would make state and local law enforcement work with federal immigration officials. Online vehicle scams have increased recently, according to the Wisconsin DMV. With more, here's Civic Media's Melissa Kay.
The scheme starts as a fake online storefront. The website or social media profile claims to be a Wisconsin dealership. You'll see stock images or photos of real vehicles, and real Wisconsin dealerships are included to make things seem legitimate. Advertised vehicles may be listed at below market value to make interested customers take the bait. Another warning signal is no in-person contact with the seller. The Wisconsin DMV is aware of multiple cases that follow this pattern.
If you're the victim of a scam, you can file a dealer complaint and take other steps to protect your credit and information. You can find out more at wisconsindmv.com. Early showers will give way to mild temperatures again today in western Wisconsin, with highs topping out in the 40s. We'll have a couple of dry days before windy conditions arrive Friday, and with it the chance at rain or mixed precipitation. After a brief cool down Saturday, we'll start the month of March off with spring-like temperatures. Highs early next week are expected to be into the 50s for most of the Cooley region, with chances of rain as well. We'll have more details coming up in our Civic Media forecast. You can take Civic Media with you anywhere you go with the free Civic Media app. Download it now on your device's app store or at civicmedia.us/app. We'll have a look at your weather, sports, and entertainment news coming up next. For 1490 WLCX and LacrosseEagle.com, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The Badgers bounce back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, Wisconsin with a win over Washington at the Kohl Center, 88-62. Head coach Greg Gard on the Badgers' fast start.
We were in attack mode from start to finish, and really, I don't think I'll go through the film and look at the possessions, but I don't think we ever really relented.
In Milwaukee, Marquette beat Providence by 30 points, 82-52. NBA, the Bucks' shots came up short. They lose in Houston to the Rockets, 100-97. At the NFL Combine in Indy, the Packers asking for the league to ban the Eagles' tush-push play. GM Brian Gutekunst.
Yeah, I'm aware of it. We really haven't had very many discussions about it. I'm sure we will over the next few weeks as we head into the owners' meetings.
Eagles head coach Nick Sirianni.
I think that the competition committee will do a good job of looking at everything. Just because it's a successful play for us doesn't mean that it should go away.
That's the Eagles' Nick Sirianni with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. HBO's new show, The Pit, appears to be a big hit. Even Stephen King took to social media to profess his passion for the show. Michael Crichton's widow, Sherry, is suing the show, saying it is a ripoff of the Crichton-created ER, a highly rated show from the 1990s starring George Clooney and Noah Wiley. Wiley is also one of the stars of Pit, and ER executive producer John Wells is a creative force behind the show. They've both been named in the lawsuit. If you're sitting around wondering when the Wayans brothers will grace the silver screen together again, I feel sad for you. Marlon and Sean Wayans have announced that the two will star in White Chicks 2. Most of you probably remember the first White Chicks as a movie you wanted to avoid at all costs. Critics thought so too, as the film pulled only a 15% on Rotten Tomatoes. But there were people who couldn't get to the theater and empty their pockets fast enough. Enough people did, because White Chicks had a successful run as it pulled in over $100 million. 21 years later, an unholy sequel is about to be born. Fans of Justin Bieber have taken to social media to voice their concern for the singer. Bieber's recent public appearances have shown him looking disheveled, gaunt, and exhausted, prompting rumors that the pop star is using drugs again. Bieber says he is overtired because he actively parents his newborn son and has been holding late-night recording sessions. Reps for Bieber have adamantly denied that the pop star is using hard drugs again. More to come, I'm sure. Evel Knievel was one of the most popular motorcycle stuntmen in the world, and at times was even successful. According to Puberty.com, Leonardo DiCaprio is in talks to play Knievel in a new biopic. Legend has it that over the course of his career, Knievel broke 433 of the 205 bones in his body. In 1971, Evel Knievel jumped his motorcycle over 19 cars, a record that stood until it was finally broken in 1998 by none other than... no idea. There is streaming news as Oscar-nominated films make their way to the small screen, with the Academy Awards right around the corner. A Complete Unknown is now available to stream. The Bob Dylan biopic is available on Amazon Prime, but it ain't cheap. The film could be rented for $24.99 or purchased for $29.99. So if you really want to see the film before the Oscar broadcast and have a kidney to spare, go ahead and sell it and check out this really good movie starring Timothy Chalamet, Ed Norton, and Monica Barbaro, all of whom are nominated for an acting Oscar. Wicked pulled in $727 million globally, which is the most ever by an adaptation from a Broadway show. The film is now also available to watch at home. It broke records on its first week of digital release, which began December 31st, and pulled in another $70 million. If you have Peacock, you can watch the film March 21st for a much more sensible price. Nickel Boys is also now available to stream for $20 on Fandango at home. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly cloudy today with a little more sun trying to peek through this afternoon. Our high today right around 45 with wind northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight 31, tomorrow clearing, windy 44. Then on Friday, partly cloudy and breezy. It'll be warmer with a high of 55. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
That's your WLCX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at LacrosseEagle.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.